dan. So I'm here to give him the glory. I'm here to lie. Jano said my passion ignited. Got the music, get me excited.
That will take some time.
Is now underway for priority groups. Visit quebec.ca/COVID vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book your appointment online. If necessary, you can also call 1-877-644-4545. Once you've been vaccinated, it's important to continue to protect yourself by following the basic health guidelines. The vaccine, a safe way to protect ourselves. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Grand Rising, my people. This is DJ Bobby Payne.
Hey, hey,
welcome to the Empower Hour.
Hands up, hands up, hands.
We got a great panel for you today.
Put your hand in the air.
We're about to get lit. Let's go.
Yeah.
Killing it on the ones and twos. DJ Bobby Payne.
Get ready to be entertained, enlightened, and empowered with the Empower Hour. Let's go.
This is DJ Bobby Payne.
Blessings, beautiful people. Welcome to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are now on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and available on Facebook Live at MTL Empower Hour. For the next 2 hours, the squad's going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. I am Miss Trish, and this morning, as always, I'm joined by my partners in light, Queen Kaya, Gina the Great, and Pharaoh. But before any other thing we do on this show, I'm going to pass the mic to Pharaoh to bless the show and our kings and queens listening and the ones who are watching. Pharaoh, the floor is yours.
Blessed, melanated, rising people. Feeling awesome this morning. I'm so grateful to life. I'm grateful to God, our creator. I'm grateful to the ancestors for making it possible for us to be able to be on here this morning. And I just ask that today's show, let it be very entertaining. Let it be very uplifting. Most importantly, let it be empowering to our listeners. I ask that everybody who's hearing us this morning, let them be empowered, inspired, and just, you know, just have that spirit of love, light, unity, and strength, and be safe where they are. Hotep, amen, ashe.
Ashe, ashe, Thursday, May 13th. Okay, so May's going fast. I don't know about you guys, but it's going fast for me.
Yeah, I know. We're already in the second week.
Yo, bro, and next week is long weekend. Anyways, how are you guys doing? It's Thursday. What's going on?
And I had a pretty good energy week. My good energy weeks continue. You know, had met with some friends I haven't spoken to in a long time. So that was nice. Because, you know, 2020 was a wash.
Big load of laundry.
We making up for lost time.
Right.
Had me a little champagne brunch on Sunday.
Wait, you know? I thought you weren't drinking alcohol.
Okay, that was last
calling
year.
Calling people
son.
Out.
That
yes, was, it's not
no,
me
but
today.
It was so long ago.
Sorry, guys.
We're in May now.
I just caught up right now.
We're in May now.
It's
no,
not me, though.
I had a
it's
champagne brunch for Mother's Day, so okay. I made my mom brunch.
Janine.
Yes. And I got her a couple of what we call sentibon.
Sentibon
is... It's, so usually you say air freshener, you say sentibon. I did not buy her air freshener.
Okay
people. That's not the gift I got. But I did go to Bath & Body Works and got her like the candles and... And the wallflowers and her favorite macarons.
That's beautiful.
So yeah, she really enjoyed that. I mean, it's the most you can do right now during these times for Mother's Day.
I know, right? Okay.
So that was nice. And for the love of God, people, why did I decide to paint my bathroom?
I don't know.
Well, why did you? Like, I don't. You're asking us. You painted your bathroom.
I don't.
Why did you do it?
I don't like it. I don't like to paint. Mm-hmm. I don't. That's what I pay people for.
Okay, yeah. Absolutely.
But yeah. I started, and so I got to finish
it. Have to finish it. You can't have no half green and half white bathroom. It's not gonna work.
Wait, even in my bathroom?
It's green
because it's a minty green. Yeah. So wait a minute.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm painting over.
That's
but
funny.
I did an accent wall, and actually now the green kind of works. And so I'm just there. I literally stand in my bathroom contemplating life nowadays.
Okay, you're gonna finish it. Though.
Yeah. This weekend I'll finish it. It's fine. Uh-huh. It's fine. But that was my week.
All right, P.
Yo, all kind of awesome things happened on our side of the world.
Mm.
So. Okay, I'm gonna start off highlight. We saved a life.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, talk
intense.
About it.
Alright, until you get the story. So I think it's Saturday morning. There's commotion. Okay. I'm hearing commotion outside. I jump out of bed. Run outside to see what's happening. Okay, wait, no.
Didn't you put on any clothes because you said you jumped out of bed.
Who says I sleep in the nude?
That was an assumption on your part.
I wear pajamas.
That was a straight assumption. They got children. I know. Work in the hot in the room. Wow.
You know it wouldn't be a Thursday if I didn't do what that kind of stuff. I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead. Let me tell the story properly.
Because first, I didn't jump out of bed like that. There was commotion. The children came like, this is happening. Right. Like, there's this wildness going on outside. And I was like, really? Is it really going on outside? So, long story. We go outside now. What happened is Huey went to bring the dogs out. Mm. And there was a squirrel in the backyard, a little squirrel.
Okay. Ben is not talking about a squirrel right now.
It was so cute. Cute little squirrel. The dogs thought the squirrel was threatening my son and attacked the squirrel. And my son was traumatized. But it wasn't my son, because what happened is when they saw the cute squirrel outside, everybody came outside. It's like, oh. So all the children out there, and then my dogs are like, nah, what's happening here? And they attacked the squirrel. But okay, just one out of my two dogs attacked the squirrel. But how we saved this life now. So after we get the dogs inside, and basically the children made sure that the squirrel was taken care of. We fed the squirrels cashews, because it's how we get down. And last, I came in, got involved, called 911. I know.
Who called 911? What?
I know.
You guys say I'm the informant. Hello. 911 for what?
I had to introduce like that. You guys are really genuinely shocked. No. Okay. It's because I tried to call the SPCA. They're not open. All right. We're trying to save a life here, guys. It's an emergency. We're trying to save the squirrel.
But you call the city, not the police.
Look, you're going to cost money, right?
Guys. I called the non-emergency line. Relax, guys. All right.
Well, then say that. No.
You know what I'm saying? I called 911. You're making a stink. There's firefighters. I'm taking up here for a squirrel.
I got to give a shout out to the police, because then they did redirect me to the right place. Long story short, the proper place, the SPCA was closed, so there's like this urgence kind of thing came in.
Yes, yes.
They come.
faces around the table this morning.
They came and rescued the squirrel, saved the squirrel's life. They kept the cashews with the squirrel. They were happy that we did what we did. So I got to give a big shout out to the children at the house, Huey and the whole nine, for saving this.
But what was the damage to the squirrel?
I'm still trying to figure it out.
It was kind of limping. It was kind of limping. Inside of Roger's mouth for a little bit. It could have been traumatized and shocked.
Called the ambulance to treat the squirrel for shock and mental health issues going forward.
Squirrel life matters.
I definitely come from somewhere different, because I would have told one of the kids, like, listen, get a rock. I want to show you guys some survival skills. You can't let it suffer.
This hoopla. You are a great, good job, Virgo.
Anyways, and aside from that, I had a life experience of my own. I went to go see an osteopath.
Okay. How'd that go?
Well, it's pretty awesome, but I guess I'm getting old. I didn't realize.
You said this last week, though, when you couldn't do push-ups or something like that. What's going on?
And I must have hurt myself doing those push-ups, because basically I had to go see the osteopath. I had to I popped my shoulder out of place doing something. I don't know, but big shout out.
Some push-ups. I was going to say it.
Guys, not me today. That's all I'm saying.
Anyways, long story short.
I woke up with violence today.
It was quite the experience. and I got to tell you guys, like, for all of us who are getting older, I suggest that everyone go check an osteopath, because you don't realize.
I'm 30 something.
I'm just saying. Because it's good to know that, you know, like he helped me kind of put my bones and stuff back into place and just realign and stuff like
that. Last week I told you stop doing push-ups. Did you attempt to do more?
Well, no, I couldn't, because I had an injury.
Okay, all right.
I didn't want to hurt it worse.
I was just saying.
Anyway, so
I've done osteo in Cairo. It's perfectly, it aligns your spine and makes your life feel good.
Like, does it? Okay, yeah, all right. I believe you guys.
Go ahead. Yeah, so that was it. That was my time. And that was quite an experience for me.
All right. Kaya, how was your week, love? Sorry about that.
It was different, actually, for me. You guys know I'm usually up and chipper and in the best of spirits as I try to be when I'm not having my road rage. But this week I was struck with vertigo. And so I don't think I've ever been happier to not be pregnant, because I thought I was pregnant.
Well,
I kept waking
up
like,
scare. Sorry.
Oh my gosh, like I'm woozy in the morning. I can't, I'm got to lay my head on the sink just to go pee. Like I'm something is wrong. Oh God, I hope they didn't get the girls. But you know what? No, I swear I thought they had,
Girls, Trust me, pregnancy scares are not fun.
Oh, man, I thought they got me. I thought they was finna ruin my life. But it was just vertigo, life. So I'm feeling a lot better. I sleep a lot now. I'm just getting my rest and stuff because, like, that was a scary experience. Yeah, thinking that I was pregnant.
Pregnancy scares are no fun.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not fun.
So this week was interesting for me because something that has never happened to me in my life I thought was happening. So I was like, woohoo, oh, no. Mm-hmm. So it was like, but overall, I think that it was a learning experience. I know that I need to be taking better care of myself. Mm-hmm. I need to not let things get to me. So this week is my rehabilitation week. That's like, you know, everything happy and positive and great. So
that's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up. And to close it off for me, my week was cool. Nothing crazy. I started decorating my balcony because I have a really big, big, long balcony. And I'm trying to make it as comfy as possible for the summer nights that are coming up. You know what I'm saying? If we don't have curfew, I won't be there. But if we have curfew, I'm just trying to make it, you know, I'm preparing myself.
I like that.
I'm also trying to find the most effective bird repellent. Because what happens is because my balcony is so big and open and wide, the birds tend to chill there. Like, you know, they want to come chill with me. So I need some bird repellent because they keep doodooing. everywhere. Sorry, I don't know if we're allowed to cuss. Mm-hmm. They keep doodling everywhere. But I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know. I don't want to put bird spikes because I'm afraid I'm going to kill them. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no.
I don't want to do that. Like, they're like, bird spikes everywhere. I Google it and things like that. They're like, get bird spikes or make your own bird spike line and things like that. I'm like, I am so afraid of that stuff, so I won't do that.
But are you thinking because you think the birds are going to land on the spikes and kill themselves?
Yes.
I don't think they're going to do that. I'm just saying, something tells me instinctually.
When they try and tap it, when they come down and tap it, they actually test it. And when they see,
okay,
that's going to hurt the boom boom a little bit.
Yeah. Okay, so I should get the spikes kit.
I'm just saying.
All in favor of the spikes at the table, say aye.
Well.
No, y'all said aye.
Well, I can give a suggestion of something I once did.
What did you do? Tell me, please.
I went and got some marijuana from the government.
Okay.
And I crunched it up and I put it in some bread and I made like little croissants out of bread and I cut them up.
Right.
And I threw them on my balcony. Mm-hmm. And when the birds realized after they ate it, they was high, they couldn't fly. They were like, oh no, don't come back this house anymore. So they ate and they were like scared to fly, and then once they flew away crazy and hit trees and stuff.
So you never seen another bird
on
your balcony?
Don't come back anymore. So feed them some wheat croissants, they're never coming back.
Thank you.
Okay. One time only.
I'm there after the Seriously. Show.
Those okay. poor birds serenading you in the morning. You guys are just terrorizing.
No, don't come on my balcony and lay your doo-doo. What are you doing? I have very nice furniture on my balcony.
It's offensive.
It is very offensive. Mm-hmm. You're rude. You imagine I came in doodled on your windshield. See, I'm not a bird. But
you're
you know
not serenading
saying?
Me in the morning.
Exactly. Well, I can. You know what I'm saying. But anyways, other than that, nothing out of the ordinary in my life. It's very simple and chill. That's what's going on with me.
No word. Let's roll right in.
All right. So the headlines. Oh, boy. So I actually went through these last night, and I'm like, hey, what's going on, Montreal? What's happening? All right. So first things first. The Montreal rent prices. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. So basically, Montreal saw the biggest rent increase in 18 years in 2020, a study finds. The study also highlights huge differences in rent charged for occupied and unoccupied units. Rent in Montreal and the surrounding areas jumped by more than 4% between 2019 and 2020, and the highest annual increase in nearly two decades, according to a new report. The study by the research arm of the Greater Metropolitan Area governing body found that rent in the city of Montreal increased by an average of 4.6% last year, the highest increase since 2003. Increases of 3.9% were registered for Longueuil and 2.2% for Laval. The study also shows that the average cost of unoccupied units went from, you guys listen to this, $910 in 2019 to $1,198 in 2020, which is a 30% increase. How you guys think? What do you guys, when I read that, I was like, that is nuts. How do you guys feel about that? Has your rent increased? What are your thoughts?
Well, I ain't got no rent, so I
yeah, that's true.
That,
that's true.
Yeah, me either. But it just
I do.
Yeah. So then, how do you feel about it?
BS, man.
I'll say this though: we found another article countering that.
Oh, we did
with a whole bunch of areas
we sure did
where
that
you can
have
find
lower...
affordable housing.
Yeah. Okay. So
and affordable rent, right? So, anyone ready to move to Ville de l'Epiphanie?
Because that's outside.
Anyone heard of that?
Off the island.
I had to Google. No, when I, not off the island. Okay, it's off island. Okay. Off,
yeah. Well, I mean,
when
it's
I Googled
east,
it,
east or west though? East or west?
It's past Terrebonne, like it's east, okay, east, so northern east, like.
Okay.
It's out there.
Right.
Matt, they said Iberville. Belfry, Saint-Antoine.
Right.
At least I know where Saint-Antoine was, you know what I mean?
Right.
But they're just like, yeah, no, there's super affordable housing. And you're talking about from 646 to 750, but if I'm going to live outside of Montreal, if I'm not going to live in Montreal, of course it's not going to be the same amount of monies.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
So, yeah, I'm not moving out there. I mean, my rent has, I moved from where I used to live to where I live now in 2019, and my rent has increased already by 15%. So I can say
by
that.
By 15?
Ma'am.
Yep.
I'm just saying the solution is ownership. And
yep. I'm almost there, trust me. Yeah,
there used to be a group back in the day called the Eureka Club. Mm-hmm. All right, that was back in the days. And what they used to do is just, as a collective, come together and purchase residential units. It's actually started in Burgundy and stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah, I'm telling you, these are things that we should be doing as a collective, as a community. Looking what used to work in the past, like good practices, and bringing them forward, man. And you look at a lot of those cultural groups, like a lot of them are living the same kind of duplex
true.
Or whatever,
no,
because
10, right.
20 of them in one space, but then they're coming out, everybody's buying houses.
Everybody.
I'm telling you, man, yo, you got to sacrifice, man.
You definitely do. All right, we're going to move on to the next one, which is Montreal Police still struggling to diversify its ranks, but says it's top priority. So the SPVM says it's making an increased effort to reach out to minority communities in Montreal. Montreal Police have expanded its outreach efforts with the goal of recruiting a more diverse pool of officers, but so far it has only yielded minimal results. Last year, 8.2% of officers identified as visible minorities, a modest increase over previous years. By comparison, roughly a third of Montreal identifies as a visible minority. Indigenous officers only account for 1% of the total number of officers, despite a slight increase in recent years. Well,
they're not really trying.
Yeah, I mean.
So, one, they're not really trying.
Right?
And two, the poor young melanated people that tried to get into the police academy, they're quickly, what's the term I want to use? I don't want to say they're discouraged, but they're in there, and it's not comfortable. Okay,
right.
I'm just going to tell you guys they're real. It's not comfortable when they're in there, and it's very hard for them to continue.
Yeah.
I'm just going to let you guys know what it
That's
is.
That's it.
All right, so you guys can go ahead and say your
opinion. I was going to have another opinion, but it sounds like you have sources.
Well, you know, man's always have sources.
No, sounds like you have sources, so I'm not going to... I was going to say, I mean, we talk about defunding the police, and we talk about wanting reform. And so part of that is having to go into politics, into the SPVM and all these different things.
Exactly.
However, if we're trying and we're being discriminated against within the training alone, of course it's not gonna yield anything, right?
So. Yes, that's what all I keep saying. I don't want to just, you know, I don't want to be beating the dead horse here. But what I'm saying is that as a community, there's a value in us investing in our own protection. Our own community security, our own everything. All right. Just understand that the police was never put in place to take care of the community.
Right.
Ever. So just let's get over it.
Facts.
Okay. Like you guys, you're trying to get in. When you get in, you realize that it's actually a gang. I'm sorry, but that's what it is. And they're not treating you nice. So
that's right.
No, we just got to take care of our own.
But then that's where politics come into play even more, because then who you're going to vote into the office and your municipalities, who's responsible for the SPVM. That's where you're gonna hold them accountable for what they need to do.
House of cards, you know, because it's money. Let's really, if we're gonna get into politics, and we're gonna have to get into bread, but because at the end of the day, it's like politics is influence, and they want to know basically like who's supporting these campaigns. Those who are supporting the campaigns are really have a lot more influence. So as a community, again, I do agree we should be getting involved politically, but from every angle. So that means yes, we need to run, but also we need to be prepared to sponsor, donate, support people who are running, because that's what it is, guys. We got to play the game, man. We're gonna have to grow up and realize what time it is.
I agree.
I think that some of our brothers are supposed to just be in the system, because we need some quote-unquote spooks who sat by the door, right?
Yep.
We need some people who understand what's really happening. And I think eventually, I was actually just thinking about this the other day.
Mm-hmm.
What if we got 300-400 brothers that actually learned the system, became police officers, and then we could allocate our own unit of black officers in our own communities?
Wouldn't that be something?
That, for me, I think would... Before eradicating the entire system, I think that might be something that works for me.
Mm-hmm.
Say, you know, I would prefer some brothers police in my area so that they understand.
Right.
Because I think not understanding who we are is why we have so many issues with them. Not understanding how to communicate with
us.
So
I would love that. I know, and yeah, I would love to see that.
It's, and maybe just we got to push through the discomfort and just get through it and get in it.
It's beyond pushing, because it's the structure. You're coming into a structure that already exists, so you're talking about completely breaking the structure, and it's
has to start somewhere.
Yeah, but it's I'm saying it's like somebody coming into your house and then being like, I think you should
do it this way.
This way, and it's like bro, this is my house.
Okay, but then you know what? If one comes in, 2, 5, 10 come in.
So you're saying
you're outnumbered.
But who's letting 4 or 5 people into their house at a time? You think I'm just? But I'm just saying. All right, we could go to the next.
You know, we talk about trees, but
you're right though. We need to stop begging for a seat at the table.
You said that before.
That's my theory.
When they tell you you become a police officer, you're no longer black or white. You're blue.
Yeah.
And so their whole thing is to get you to basically forget who you are and where you're coming from.
Right.
So that's very, it's very dangerous. So yes, I do want our community to get involved. We just have to be strategic in terms of how we do it.
All right. We got 5 minutes. 5 minutes. I'm going to move on to the next one. So Montreal Housing Co-op wanted traditional family, single mother claims after she was rejected. I don't know what's going on with these renters. But anyways, a Montreal single mother is being forced to consider a David versus Goliath fight in court after she claimed a co-op rejected her family request for housing for a plethora of discriminatory reasons. The mother has asked that her name be hidden or whatever to protect the privacy of her two daughters. She states that she applied for an apartment at the Milton Park Housing Cooperative in January of 2018, but was told she did not fit the ideal criteria. Oh boy, it's not funny, but geez Louise. Anyway, it basically says, they told me, we want a family with a father, a mother, young children, she said. I reviewed it, but wait, almost half of other families in Quebec are single parent families. After finding out the home she applied for was given to a traditional family with a young child, the mother filed a complaint in May 2018.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what's going on with everybody and these renters.
They were ordered to pay her money.
Good.
Right? They were ordered to pay her money.
They should have been.
They were ordered to pay her money. However, by the Association of the Housing, blah, 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 blah. However, but what they said is that if they don't pay the money, they're not going to pay for her legal costs because she's going to have to take them to the court. And guess what they did, ladies and gentlemen?
What they did?
They didn't pay the money.
Mm.
Oh.
They didn't pay the money. So now she has to take recourses, legal recourses to try to go get that money. But she has to pay, and she has to pay for her legal fees on her own. And they're backed by one of the major law firms in Montreal.
She's melanated her sister?
No.
Remember, her identity is hidden, so I don't know.
Okay.
I have absolutely no idea, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, yeah.
I would not be surprised if that were the case.
I mean, it doesn't matter. It's discrimination regardless of what.
Period.
You're absolutely
period.
Right. No, it is discrimination regardless.
Yeah.
I was just asking just because, you know, obviously I run the black union, so it's just like,
you got to ask.
If we can help, we're going to try to help.
I don't blame you for that.
And apparently,
collection around.
When they talk to the neighbors are saying, and then like the other people in the units are just like, we don't really like teenagers because then the teenagers leave and then the housing is too big for the parents, and you know they want young children, they want this utopic idea of what this co-op housing is supposed to be,
right?
But it's a co-op housing, folks.
Yeah, we can't forget that.
Mm.
Every circumstance goes. I'm going to end this on a good note because we got 2 minutes. So patios in Montreal could open by June 1st if public health gives the okay, the mayor says. Could open. Let's not get too excited. So Montrealers could be weeks away from the clinking glasses on a sunny patio and ordering food that doesn't come in a box, offering a glimmer of hope to residents who've been anxious for some social activity this spring. Mayor Valérie Plante said the city's terraces could open by June 1st if public health permits. The mayor said that the reopening of patios, if allowed, would have to be done safely with a reduced capacity and the public health measures in place. I hear you guys sighing.
Because I'm renaming Pharaoh. Pharaoh's now Pharaoh the pessimist, and I'm Gina the optimist. Because all I'm hearing is kiss teeth.
I said, am I not reading this properly? That's where I practiced last night. I mean, what the heck is going on? Like,
it's not Pharaoh Freeman. It's Pharaoh the pessimist moving forward.
I hear it. Beer sighs. Like, it's not my decision. I didn't, I'm just reading
what it says. I'm hoping it does work out because these businesses, these
restaurants. Yeah, I'm hoping it works out for them too. Absolutely. I actually want to go eat somewhere. Too.
Me too. Me too. I hope it works out. Good. Everybody's happy now.
No, you see, because we know you so well. Good. We know you're there, fast and lying, but it's okay.
You know what I mean? I'm just saying it's ridiculous. Everything happening is ridiculous. Okay. It's just
saying, tell us how you really feel.
I'm just saying, like, anyways.
No, just say that.
No, I'm not going to say anything else.
Are we going to dive into a musical break?
Wait, no.
Oh, ma'am? The cheese?
No, not the cheese. Oh. The nurses.
Oh, wow. Sorry.
Wow, you can read it. Skip.
No, well, there's a tune starting. What happened to you guys?
Wow, this guy.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah.
That's what I thought we were in. Yeah,
me
That's
too.
Fine. That's fine.
I appreciate you guys.
I'm still going to mention it. It's 7:29. Yeah. I still had a minute.
Go ahead. Look good even though I feel shitty. I just got back out this way. You already got plans for the city. Call them off cause you call them off for me. You're always going on and on. Got it all, ask me why I'll never leave. I don't go out much but you should come through tonight. I'm chilling on the west side. Homegirl, tell your best friend you can slide through on the low remote location. I don't want them to see me getting faded. You should come through tonight. I only kick you with a tight crew. They won't tell cause they tryna live their best life too. On the low, on my own, I'll be waving. Hit me on my phone, I'll be waiting. Yeah, yeah. Looking at you cry, going crazy. If I could, I would take the pain away. I don't see that smile I made. You already make plans that ain't with me. Trying hard, I've been trying hard to breathe. Inhale, exhale, you expel what you've been doing to me. Fighting it off, you've been fighting me off for weeks. Don't leave, cause I need ya. But you should come through tonight. I'm chilling on the west side, boy. Homegirl, tell your best friend you can slide to on a low location. I don't want them to see me getting fed. You should come through tonight. I only kick you with a tag. Who they won't tell cause they tryna live their best life too. On the low, on my own, I'll be waiting. Hit me on my phone, I'll be waiting. Yeah, yeah. I ain't really tryna spend no time in the house. If you ask me, I don't feel it. I say yes to going out tonight. Oh, I ain't did that in a minute. Called it off, oh, I called it off for you. You're always going on and on. Ask me why, oh, why I'm not with you. I don't go out much, but you should come through tonight. I'm chilling on the west side. Tell your best friend you can slide to on a low remote location. I don't want them to see me getting faded. You should come through tonight. I only kick you with a tight crew. They won't tell cause they tryna live their best life too. On a low, on my own, I'll be waiting. Hit me on my phone, I'll be waiting. Yeah, yeah. Waiting. Hit me on my phone, I'll be waiting.
Right. Bored.
That was Come Through by Her featuring Chris Brown.
Very sexy song.
Yes. Mm. Yes. It's everything. I think it came out 3 weeks ago. The
video's
four weeks
nice
ago.
Too. Yeah. They look so sweet together.
Yes. That's my song. I've been playing that on a loop. I'm just saying.
Mm. Oh, yeah? Because we were just talking about that.
Okay. Every oh, yeah. Wow. Me again.
Okay? This is twice this morning.
Don't
thank God,
ever
I
do it.
I just want to say it's not me today. Yeah. I just want to say it's not me today.
No mo. Right, so before right. I get into my segment, I did want to mention that 2,000 free meals were given out to nurses yesterday for International Nurse Week, Nurse Appreciation Day.
Nice.
So that was the last little loop in that I wanted for the headlines today.
Sorry.
So thank you to the nurses. You guys work extremely hard. You did before the pandemic and even more so double so during the pandemic.
Amen.
So no. Shout out to you.
Blessings
you
to the
are
nurse.
Truly appreciated. So I mentioned last week we had a TED Talk. We heard a little snippet of a TED Talk talking about financial financial health, ultimately speaking. And this week in TED Talks, I'm going to talk about, and we're going to share the link, that Colorado State Representative Leslie Harold shared a straightforward and research-backed approach that brings heart and humanity to the criminal justice system rather than unnecessary fines and arrests. So what she did was she went to Eugene, Oregon, that has a program called CAHOOTS. And it basically, instead of when you're having certain situations at home, instead of calling the police, you call them, and a health professional and an EMT comes in to have to de-escalate the situation, right? And provide medical care.
Okay. That's good.
And so she speaks of a story, and of course I invite everyone to go to the link, watch the short TED Talk. Again, TED Talks aren't anymore, between 15 to 20 minutes at most. And so a woman had her husband, who was locked in his bathroom, saying that he was going to end it all because he had medical problems and it was running up bills, and he felt like he was a burden to his family. And so he wanted to just take his life. And this is a real situation that's been happening, of course, even more so during COVID time. So when we're talking about mental health awareness, like, for him, he just felt like it would have been easier on his whole family for him to just take his life. And so she did a ride along with them and went there, and she saw how the healthcare professional came, the mental health care professional came, de-escalated the situation, got him to come outside, talked to him about his options and how to work on it. And, you know, they went from there. You know, they took him in and he got help, and that was great. Right. And we know that we had situations here in Montreal. Where people lost their lives and they didn't know that the person was either autistic or had mental issues and stuff like that. And so the first call that we think of is calling 911, like for the squirrel. But really,
I went to save a life.
I heard shots being fired.
But all that to say, when we talk about defunding the police, and she doesn't necessarily say that per se, but when we're talking about defunding police, we're talking about having the right resources respond to the right situations instead of having arrests and lost lives and fines and stuff where it's needed. So that was a really interesting TED Talk that I suggest everyone go have a watch, and we'll have the link posted up.
Shared it. It's already there, guys. Check it out.
That's phenomenal. And this week's fun goal. So guys, you know, the way they're working things and making it super difficult to travel. Listen, I work to travel. That is what I do in my life. That is what makes me happy. So this last year has been very difficult. But what I've decided to do is I'm going to do a little travel at home. So we have the luxury in Montreal of having a very multi-ethnic city, if you will. And what I kind of did was I built out a roadmap of different continents, countries, and all the continents and the countries and the cities that I wanted to potentially visit. And so I'm going to really do travel at home. So, you know, like, for example, I wanted to go to New Zealand last year. I wanted to go to Japan. I wanted to go to South Korea. I wanted to go to Peru. And what I'm going to do is basically have weekends of traveling. And I'm just going to find the culture, find the food, maybe cook the food, listen to the music, learn a little bit of the language so that I can kind of immerse myself in a travel at from home kind of situation. So I suggest if you guys are travelers like me.
That sounds very interesting. Very creative.
It's very creative.
I got to do what I got to do in these streets.
So, all right. So if I understand the concept correctly, so we're basically bringing the cultures, like what, to our houses.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're going to be like,
I'm going to have the music playing
food,
in the house.
Music.
If I can find the food out here and it's available, then great. If not, I'll try and go online, YouTube University.
Okay.
And learn how to cook some food.
Right.
Vegetarianize it, obviously.
Of course.
Veganize it and what have you. And and just explore that. Because I'm a culture, like I love to really go and learn different cultures and all these things. So, just figure that out.
That's
a little
dope.
History on
Yeah,
that.
I like it.
That's dope.
I like it. It's creative.
It is.
It's a little sad too at the same time.
Yeah,
it is, but it's not her. Like, it's not a bad sad. Like, I get what you're both saying.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, I'm like, I like it.
She wants to travel. I don't blame her. It's so innovative.
You know what I mean?
Go on, G. That's what's up.
I'm sorry. But, can I just say this? Let me tell you something. They do enough culture vulturing. We gonna do some too.
Hey.
I support your mission going out there and learn the stuff, sis.
That's what's up.
And come back and bring it back to the motherland and expose the secrets and tell us what's going on.
I like that.
I'm not gonna act like I'm Peruvian for a weekend either. And all of a sudden, acting like all like
I mean, you can get Peruvian hair and stuff, just add it in. Like that. You know, you want to just be a little extra, get a little Peruvian wine. You know,
yes, well, yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm exactly, yeah, we can do those kind of things.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So we're okay. We're done. We're ready for the drop, sir.
You want me to sing it? Because I haven't asked in weeks.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Oh my God.
Kaya, I need you.
You know I love
you.
Black Egyptian God, summoned from heaven. Blessed, dressed in only go yard. Homie, go hard.
You hear the way people just jumping all over my intro, talking like I can't even hear Nas say the part. Good, good.
Black Egyptian gods. I figured I put it in for you. There it is.
I think that's the height of disrespect.
You know what? Next time, just mute her mic.
I think that's what I'm going to do.
Just mute the mic.
I will run over. Don't try me. Mute my mic. I dare you.
Like, I take your mic. Sorry.
Yeah, can you do your drop?
Well, I'm trying. Anyway, I feel like I should start the whole thing over.
No,
anyway,
don't.
All right, guys. No. For those who don't know, this is the OFC Business Zone. OFC stands for One Full Circle. We are the Melanated Community Network, where we focus on bridging the gap between the French and the English-speaking Melanated community. And the Business Zone is where we just bring you that black excellence. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why I keep saying black excellence. It's more Melanated excellence.
Yeah, and it's written melanated, too.
I'm clearly not reading. I'm not doing the damn thing properly. But, yo, so you guys know how we get down. We always bring in the creme de la creme in here. All right. Now we have the one and only Big Will in the house. Can I get a round of applause for Big Will?
Thank you. I like the intro. That's a blessed for sure. Good morning, y'all. Good morning. How's everybody today?
Oh, blessed and highly favored.
Amen.
That's what it is. So thank you for having me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a great pleasure. So let's give a little bit of the accolades to the people. So Big Will and Friends is a full-service event planning organization that provides complete event solutions. They've served clients in the U.S., in Canada, Mexico, and the Caribbean, having over 20 years of professional experience. Can you talk about experts, y'all?
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's 2 decades.
Okay, then. And success in event planning, sales, logistics coordination, and client care satisfaction.
Sure.
So its current mission is to become the number one resource for comedy shows. Mm. I mean, you're doing that.
We're doing our best there to bring you go. The best of the best. So
there you go. So Big Will, tell the people. I want to hear some of the shows that you put on. Tell the people what you've been doing in these 20 years.
I mean, like, we've done in partnership with Juice Comedy, so we've brought Major Hype, Michael Blackson, White Yardie, Mark Trinidad. Obviously, we bring a lot of the locals to fame, basically. Mm-hmm. To think about that, we're thinking about, like, Akeem. Akeem first started here in Montreal, and mm-hmm. now he's actually in Vancouver shooting movies right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. We're doing our best to bring the best of the best, and that's what we try to do, and we make sure that everybody has a good time at our shows. Usually, we come with a different formula because we serve food. Mm-hmm. At the show, so basically, like making it the ultimate date night. So that's what we try to do. And like we say, like comedians are doctors of the soul. So we're mm-hmm. trying to heal our community one joke at a time.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So good. Shout out for highlighting local talent. That's very important.
No, for sure. That's one thing that we do.
So what made you get into this? What started it all 20 years ago?
20 years ago, actually, it was the nightclub scene. I mean, we did the nightclub scene. We also did the house parties. Actually, we used to do house parties at Pharaoh's house.
Yo, hey. I used to be the bartender.
Of course. Yeah, we used to do crazy
trying
house
to make
parties.
Rent.
We're talking about like slapping on the boiler and mm-hmm. everything. Like, yeah. The walls full of like jean stains and everything. Uh-oh. You're whining so much. Yeah, mm-hmm. it was a sweatshop.
The neighbor is calling the cops.
Yeah. Hey, you gotta add that in there.
We had some very good times and everything. So at first we made it actually whenever the new pair of shoes came out, we wanted a pair of shoes, so we threw a party. And we raised our own funds.
West Island, so that's what make it happen.
Do. Entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm.
That's basically what we used to do it for. And then from that point, we started making a business out of it. I remember even before I graduated high school, the prom that the school had was boring, so we planned our own prom.
Ooh,
and okay. We actually included other schools in the area, and we made a huge thing. So basically, it was I went to Dorval High, so we included Riverdale, Lindsay Place, and a whole bunch of the like local schools, and we had one big after party. And from that point, I was like, "Oh, that's what I want to do." So from that point, it actually that's how it started, literally. So.
Nice,
that's great.
I'm sure a lot of people still remember Golden, the New Year's Eve party.
That's what I was about to, I was like, yeah.
When we used to rent out the whole hotel.
Thank you. I was like, yo, go, you're being very modest in terms. And then just, we're talking about Montreal, and then we didn't even talk about the Caravana Fest.
Well, Caravana, that's a different beast on its own.
All on its own. Just.
Yeah. Like, I remember.
Oh, so
like,
this is just a YouTube story? Y'all want to share what happened in Caravana?
It's just good to know Will. It's just good to know Will. You can't get places. It's just good to know Will. That's all I'm saying.
Caravana, we used to basically ram up a government, which is the biggest club in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that point, we partnered with Cancun Jump Off, so we took it we took it international and everything.
Yeah.
So Cancun Jump Off.
Yo, why am I getting FOMO right now? Like, why? Where was I?
Yeah.
Well, Farrell probably didn't let me go, though.
Yeah, the ski.
Oh, we used to do nice pee.
Yeah, we used to partner with Wildin' Brothers, so we do Chocolate Ice, which was the winter retreat. And we do that in Boston and everything. So, yeah, we'd have basically it was black people on skis and we're partying for literally 72 hours.
Nice.
I wouldn't have been on the skis, though. I'm just letting you know. I would have been in the lodge.
It's okay.
I would have been in that lodge life.
And actually, that's the first time I actually met SWV, because they just had the verses and everything.
Oh, yeah.
So it was amazing times. I met Slick Rick, who else? Mano. All those people, it's celebrities and everything, and it's all black excellence, we call it melanated excellence.
So you know
having a good time, so that's what it is.
See? Yes.
So with all these things that you've done, what you got coming up?
Right now, we're actually, since my last show, our partners we had was White Yardie about a year and a half ago. And right now we're coming back with a comedy show, which is called Let Me Out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be actually a virtual comedy show. So the comedians are going to be live, but you get to actually have a date night in the comfort of your home.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened. So, and it's very simple. It's $12 ticket, so very affordable.
Yep.
And that's what we plan on doing. So we're just basically bring laughter to the city. So it's very simple. You go to bigwill.ca. BIGWILL, or you could call me directly, and we'll get you set up. 514-434-4426. You don't have to plug that.
Of course.
Absolutely. Yeah. So who's going to make us laugh and giggle at Let Me
Out?
Okay,
so right now for this show, we have our MC, our host, is Rodney Ramsey.
Big shout out, Rodney. I think you called in last week or week before.
Yeah, week before, right? I think it was.
It was hilarious. Right, and then we also have Hansel Dashington from Bad Boys to Hell.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, for sure.
It's a hype man over here.
No, I'm
forgot. I'm saying, backups. You do, remember? Yes, you do.
Yeah, we got also Charmaine, originally from downtown Berg, so now she's in Texas doing her thing. So we got Charmaine on the show.
Burgundy in the house.
Oh, for sure. Go ahead. We got...
and you don't like DJ Khaled, but anyways, go ahead.
Don't get me
started. We have Big Norm out of Toronto.
Okay.
Hilarious. We also have, we're mentioning Akeem.
Mm-hmm.
Akeem is going to be on there. And we also have Ron Taylor.
Whoa.
Ron Taylor is actually, if you could Google him, he's done the BET shows. He's done all deaf comedy. He's done MTV. He's done basically one of the major celebrities, comedy show and everything. So we got excellent comedians on that one. So
that sounds good.
Basically, yes. So six elite comedians for $12.
What date is it, Will?
On basically on Juneteenth celebration.
Okay, Juneteenth.
June 19th is basically we're doing the whole Juneteenth Father's Day weekend celebration, and we're starting with that, and we're gonna celebrate Kaya.
I feel like every year you do something on my
birthday. There you go.
We are celebrating Kaya.
Celebrating Kaya.
Amazing.
Of course. For sure.
Online event?
Yeah, it's going to be an online.
This is what I suspected when reading it, but it wasn't really clear.
Yeah, it was a virtual.
So it's a virtual.
Yeah,
because
basically at this
show.
Point, Lego won't allow us to be great.
I love that.
So at that point, we're bringing the show to you. And actually,
because I see you got little prizes and different stuff
yes,
like that.
We
can
do.
You tell us about that a little
bit? We have actually, from our sponsors, we're blessed. A lot of sponsors actually hit us up. So we got Bluetooth earbuds, like the earbuds.
Oh, mm-hmm. Dope.
Nice. So we're giving three of those. We were also given a professional photo shoot. We have $100 Visa gift cards. We also have a pastry care package from Le Bourgeois. So basically, it comes with cakes, Danish, Haitian patties, and all bunch of delicacy. And we also have aromatherapy, care package, which is the candles, the massage oil, and everything.
Santi Bon,
For sure.
Hey, uh-huh. For sure, said in the beginning of the show, yeah.
Coming in from one of our sponsors, Black Passion. So all of those businesses are actually black owned.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And we're making sure that we're spreading excellence and we're spreading the love. And actually, even we had more people approach us after the fact. There's Vibe Studios with what's it called, Jack and Casto, actually are jumping on board in a studio session and everything. So literally, for all the updates of all the gifts that we're giving away, make sure you go onto our website, bigwill.ca.
Okay.
Listen, Big Will, you living up to the name, doing big things.
I guess sharing the blessing. We're blessing somebody else. That's what it is. Like, we've over the years we've been super blessed. I know for Christmas we gave up. We gave out a 55-inch screen TV.
Mm-hmm.
We gave air fryers. What else? A skillet. All bunch of different stuff that we get donated. So we give it back. And I get that from my brother also. Like a lot of people know my brother is Pastor Asmik, and we have the youth center in the West Island. We also have an orphanage back home in Haiti. Mm-hmm. We have the orphanage back home in Haiti that's been open since the whole earthquake thing. So
happened. Yeah.
So we're just trying to bless who we can and how we can. So
I feel blessed having you in this morning. You know, for sure. Now listen.
For sure. And that's what we've been doing. Like, we're just and the way I say it, like, we've been blessed. I have one of my nephews that's actually been living with me because his mom passed away and all that. So he's been with me. And he's actually, as of last week, he graduated from McGill in the industrial relations. So now we have more of that black excellence coming around. So, so that's what we're doing our best to help the community the best way that we can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, our listeners are wondering, how come we're not getting no gifts?
Wow.
Juneteenth.
All these prizes.
Wow. Okay, cool. We're not getting no gifts.
All basically, it's very simple. Go onto the website and register.
Okay.
Like that we make it fair for everybody.
Exactly.
But now what we're going to do, I know I had mentioned to you, if it's okay, I know it was okay for me to come here, and I've invited myself to come back. So between this show and the next one, I believe, I don't know if it's next week or the week after, whenever it's possible to fit me in, whoever registers onto the website, bigwill.ca, we're going to have another gift.
Okay.
You're going to put that on the
page. Okay.
Plug.
Right after this show, I'm going to be registering. You think I'm playing?
Take advantage.
I believe you. Mm-hmm. I believe you.
As a matter of fact, we'll make it straight. There's going to be a $100 gift card.
Okay. There we go.
So literally, you register, and you get a show and the possibility of winning a $100 gift card.
Yes, I love that. I love that. And like you said, Juneteenth, like you said, it's Father's Day weekend, right? Yep. I mean, if you want to know to get your father, because, you know, I find getting gifts for fathers on Father's Day is not as easy as the mothers.
Mm. Really? No, my dad's pretty simple stuff.
Yeah, well, my dad too, but every year I get him something about golf. I want to give you something
exactly.
different.
You want to give him something different.
Let me give you a
comedy show. I mean, it's a wonderful gift. Why not? Register.
My dad's in Ontario, and Ontario's locked down.
They won't
so he in a house.
We had one of our supporters bought his, pass to log in, and he bought one for his parents actually in Nigeria.
So beautiful.
You can log in from anywhere.
That's good. That's absolutely. It's really good.
And that's what it is. Or what you could do, you could even have like a backyard barbecue. So have the TV playing and basically do a backyard thing. So literally it's one login and the whole family could enjoy it. So
that's beautiful. Amazing. So let's drop again the dates.
June 19th.
Time.
At 8 p.m.
Right.
And it's going to be live virtual on the website, bigwill.ca. But you need to register first so like that we could give you access to basically watch the show. 8 p.m., $12 tickets. And you could basically buy it online or you could actually call me and I could register your manual. Because not everybody has credit cards or whatsoever or is comfortable.
All right.
So contact us, 514-434-4426. And basically, we're making sure everything runs smoothly.
All right.
Big Will, it was an absolute pleasure having you.
Thank you, for
on.
Having me.
Absolute pleasure. Can't wait till you come back and hear what else is coming on the pipeline because you're about to entertain us this summer and all.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We actually already have 4 shows already in set up.
Nice.
Not surprised.
And the comedians have already been paid already.
Nice.
Okay. So they're showing up.
No,
they have to.
It's contract, baby.
So, we're making sure everything is good and we keep being blessed from our sponsors. So everything that we get, we give it right back to the community.
Beautiful.
That's amazing. Can I get some claps for Bill Will, though?
Yeah, where's the claps?
No.
Didn't I provide claps?
You did.
Okay,
I'm busy, guys. I'm busy.
Okay. All right. Well, that was cool. That's cool.
Thank you. Thank you again for and you're welcome at any time. Anytime you welcome back.
For sure. And I'll come back with gifts.
You know, I had to play that. Big shout out, Gone Never Forgotten, the one and only Bad News Brown. His birthday just passed. It was May 8th. So big shout out, Bad News. That was Rain. Definitely, basically, we celebrated. He transcended 10 years. We commemorated his 10 years. And just sending love to him, to his family. Just his spirit is continuing to live on. So Bad News Brown for life. You already know.
Well, remaining in the music realm, y'all know I'm about to talk about J. Cole again. Monday, he dropped Applying Pressure, the off-season documentary. So I'm gonna put the link in for those who are interested. And it's basically the precursor to his album drop that's coming out tomorrow.
J. Cole's fire, though. Like, you can't really be mad at J. Cole ever.
He's my top three. And I just want to say top five just to give other people some space there. But it's not really necessary. Like, you know what I mean? Like, lyrically. And, yo, but let me tell you this, though. So this is off season. But it's his before last album, yo.
Really? What do you mean?
He's been planning. Like, first of all, actually, Forest Hill Drive was like, it wasn't supposed to be called Forest Hill Drive, mm-hmm. but that was supposed to be his last album.
Mm-hmm.
And because his last album, I think it's called The Drop Off or something like that, right?
Okay.
And so, so basically, he changed that up. He had music for that, and then he put out Forest Hill Drive. Then he put out KOD, and so now he's doing Off Season, and mm-hmm. it's then that's it. Like one more album, and
so and what was retiring. The gap between this this album he's dropping now and the last one?
KOD came out 2 years ago.
Okay, all right, so nothing too crazy. All right, cool.
Yeah.
No, it's like, hey, whatever he wants to do is right. I'm not complaining.
And because he talks about, like, you know, how if you grow and progress throughout the career, there is a time where you're just like, okay, I did what I needed to do, mm-hmm. and I'm happy with it, and I can go. But he still has a few things to say, and so he's gonna do that. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna miss him, but you know what? I'm playing all weekend.
Mm.
J. Cole though.
I hear that. So, all right, let's. I want to jump in because I have an exciting guest with us for our community updates. So, let me see. Was it last week? I had the opportunity of speaking. I had spoken to an individual in the community who was very concerned about just how she's going to educate her child moving forward. She's concerned about the school system. And right away, I said, you know what? I'm going to call a contact I have at the QBBE. Gina, are you familiar with the QBBE?
No, talk about it.
I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. So the QBBE stands for the Quebec Board of Black Educators. Okay?
Okay.
Now, for those who don't know, yes, there's a Quebec Board of Black Educators. So I called my contact there. Big shout out to Valerie. And I was like, Valerie, what can we do for this sister? Like, she needs support. She's trying to figure out what she could do for next year. Can you guys help? Now, what I love about community is she didn't say, nah, we don't do that. She said, you know what? I'm going to bring it to Alex, and we're going to discuss and see what we could do. Now, for those who do not know, Alex Adrian is the president of the of the Quebec Board of Black Educators. He is here with us today. With no further ado, I want to welcome Alex to the Empower Hour.
Thank you, y'all, for having me here on such short notice. I really appreciate it.
It's all love, my brother. Thank you so much for being here with us. So, before we dive in, if we could just let people know a little bit about Alex Adrian.
Well, Alex Adrian is ultimately a lifelong educator. I've been a teacher, physics teacher, and math and science. I have a degree in mathematics, so that's been my career as an educator. As well, I've always got involved in coaching. And then I got to give a shout out to all my Mount Royal, a former players, because we built quite a program in Mount Royal competing with Quebec. So
nice.
After I guess it was a natural evolution. It was actually the former president of the Quebec Board of Black Educators, a man that I've had a most respect for, and that's why I'm still doing what I'm doing today. His name is Curtis George, and Curtis inspired me to go into administration because he felt that our children need to see us in position of authority.
Mm.
So after 25 years, I applied to the Lesser Be Pearson School Board, which I became an administrator for 10 years.